Join me for a moment of prayer. Holy and gracious Spirit, you call us all in our baptism, and you give us the light of Christ in our lives, and we ask that you would give us the wisdom and the courage to shine brightly. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, I got a phone call last week from my niece, Karen, and she asked me if I would be willing to officiate at her wedding next July. So I'm very excited, and as weddings tend to be, it's going to be a family affair. I know her brother, Chris, will be the wedding photographer. I know her mother, Myra, will spend hours making favors for the guests. I know my brother, Robert, will throw a chunk of change at this wedding. And I guess that her brother, Aaron, her uncle, Aaron, will be asked to be the MC. And all of us will spend hours preparing, planning, and rehearsing so that everything goes smoothly on the big day. And while weddings are about the bride and the groom, everyone has a part and a responsibility. Now, in this morning's parable, it is the responsibility of those 10 young women to light the way for the bridegroom in the dark. However, the groom's delay would not have come as a surprise for them. Everyone knew that the groom and his family had to complete negotiations with the bride's family before the wedding could begin. And everyone knew that those negotiations would last late into the night. And so these 10 young women were well aware of their responsibility to keep their lamps burning. Then at midnight, there's a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." 5 bridesmaids find their lamps about to go out, and they appeal to their friends to share the oil. Now, this is where the parable becomes difficult. The first lesson we learn in kindergarten or even earlier is to share our toys. Even if we don't want to share our toys, our parents and our teachers insist. Right? Good children, nice children, always share their toys. And that's why this parable is so disturbing. The bridesmaids, or the young women who have the extra oil, refuse to share it with their friends. Can this really be a story that Jesus told? How can this be one of Jesus' stories if Jesus told us to turn the other cheek? The same Jesus instructed us to go the other mile. The same Jesus says, and I'm quoting here from Matthew 5:27, Jesus says, "Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you." So how can this story, a story about stingy young women, really be about the dominion of heaven? But let's look a little closer. Notice that the contrast in the story is not between the righteous or the unrighteous, or the just or the unjust. The contrast is between wisdom and folly. Pay attention, then, to the response of the wise to the foolish. The wise aren't mean. They don't blame. They don't scold. They simply state the truth. There will not be enough for you and for us. The wise are clear about their part and their responsibility in the wedding, and that responsibility is to light the way. You may recall from our children's message that Jesus told his disciples, "You are the light of the world. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to God in heaven." A very wise woman once told me that there are certain things in life that you cannot share and that you cannot give away. The light of our witness to Jesus is one of these. Each one of us is a unique witness to the power of Jesus in our life. No one can tell the story of what Jesus has done for me like I can tell that story. No one can tell the story of what Jesus has done for you like you can tell that story. Only I can respond to Jesus when he calls me to be light for the world. And only you can respond to Jesus when he calls you to be light for the world. I cannot turn the cheek on your behalf. You cannot walk the second mile on my behalf. There are certain things that we in life we cannot share, that we cannot give away, like God's specific and unique calling to each one of us. We are each responsible for keeping our light burning in the darkness, and that responsibility requires wisdom. The wisdom to know when to say yes and when to say no. Wisdom may mean looking at our busy schedules and saying no to those activities that drain us of the oil we need for our spiritual lives, that do not leave us time to say yes to prayer and meditation, yes, to rest. It may mean saying no to toxic situations that threaten our physical and emotional well-being so that we can say yes to healing and wholeness. Wisdom means saying no to our need to consume and acquire, so that we can say yes to creation care and yes to sharing our resources on God's work in the world. Wisdom may mean saying no to injustice, speaking out when we see our siblings harmed, and knowing that it diminishes our light when we remain silent. And what is true for us as individuals is also true for us as a congregation. Each congregation in the world is a unique witness to the power of Jesus in our communities. No congregation has the same gifts or calling. That's important to keep in mind. And know next Saturday, we will have the first part of our annual congregational meeting. And I want you to remember that it is always more than just a business meeting. It's part of the stewardship process of discerning our gifts and discerning God's particular call to the Lutheran Church of Honolulu. We, as a congregation, have the responsibility to shine our light in the darkness. And that responsibility requires the wisdom to know when to say yes and when to say no, the wisdom to discern God's priorities for the Lutheran Church of Honolulu. Take heed of the lesson of the wise and foolish young women. It's a lesson about who we are and who God is calling us to become. In baptism, we become the children of God, and we are called to be light for the world. And our responsibility is to keep our light shining in the darkness. May God bless us and grant us wisdom as we await Jesus' coming. Amen. Please stand as you're able as we sing hymn 244, Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers.